Country Club
FM. So Jeff in Big Lake chimed in. He was talking about the streaming service.
Yes.
I'd mentioned that several times. He may have missed it. We didn't mention it the last time. But yeah, you can stream it too.
Yes.
On the MLB app.
Yes.
Twins.tv, also MLB.tv, and it's right there for $99.99 for the whole year. Which, in the grand scheme of things, that isn't a whole lot.
No, I mean, if I would have had to do it, I would do it.
You would have found a way.
Yeah.
Have one of your kids come over, show you how to do it. Your neighbor, Bobbo, probably knows how to do it.
He probably does.
Yeah. Or you could just be out in your back patio when people are teeing off. Hey, you.
Somebody.
Sorry, you're in the middle of your backswing. Can you come over here and set up Twins TV for me?
Mm-hmm.
As they're teeing off on the, what's that, the number four?
Yeah, four, yeah,
fourth tee. Okay, it is the Bob Almanac today. This date, it's the 27th, 1794. U.S. Congress authorized the creation of the U.S. Navy.
Oh,
here on this day, kind of a nice
birthday,
old
midshipman.
They really weren't that prepared. They authorized Navy, and they go, now we got to get some boats. We need to get some boats up in here. Boy, did we quickly build a Navy.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't have one during the Revolution. We relied on the French. We had a bunch of dinghies and canoes.
We upgraded.
You did upgrade eventually. The USS Constitution turned out to be a pretty nice boat. 1860 year this date. Our patent of the day, M.L. Byrne. Patented a covered gimlet screw with a T-handle. We know it better as corkscrew.
Oh.
The corkscrew was patented on this date. Neil, your thoughts on the gimlet? Isn't there a drink called the gimlet?
There is. You get a vodka gimlet. It had some kind of a lime thing
yummy.
In it, I think.
But that's also a kind of a screw, corkscrew type screw. And there's, of course, don't forget about the giblet. Or you can say giblet if you want. Mm-hmm. 1928 this date, new radio station in San Diego, California.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing that the Bolsheviks had just taken over and Marxism was taking over in Russia, it's kind of an unfortunate selection of call letters for this new station in San Diego, California, KGBAM.
Yeah, that was poorly.
You got to imagine.
Out.
Once the whole McCarthyism started up and they were the Red Scare and they were going through California and Hollywood, you got to know that that radio station had its books checked.
Yeah, it was targeted.
It's public file. What do you got in here? A hammer and a sickle in your logo? Well,
that's not subtle enough.
Right. So that was this day, 1920. I actually laughed there a little bit.
That was
1973.
Hello. My name is Sasheen Littlefeather.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Apache, and I'm president of the National Native American Affirmative Image Committee. I'm representing Marlon Brando this evening, and he has asked me to tell you in a very long speech, which I cannot share with you presently.
Was there anything even on that paper?
I don't know.
It was a long speech.
Long speech.
Marlon Brando said no. He was showing support. He was protesting. The Twins, Indians, and the Twins aren't playing the Indians, are they? They're
no.
playing the Indians occupying the Wounded Knee Reservation in South Dakota. He was showing his support for those Native Americans, and he won the Oscar for The Godfather.
But refusing. And,
he did refuse.
And, that was his way of showing support and you know, I guess... It wasn't all that
and
well
raising
received
awareness,
by everybody.
Raising awareness. It was controversial.
Yeah, it was.
Certainly. Sasheen Littlefeather was actually in his seat.
Jeez.
Out in the crowd there at the Academy Awards. How about the same day, 73?
Okay. This is the $10,000 Pyramid. Today's special guests are Kay Ballard and Richard Deacon. And
what a find.
Dick Clark.
Thank you very much. Hooray! It's going to be a good day, I can
feel it in my bones. You may be seeing somebody win $10,000.
Yeah, Dick Clark and the $10,000 Pyramid premieres on CBS this day, 1973. It was a good show. You'd get the celebrities working with the regular everyday Joe and Jane Blows. And
who was the first I heard?
Kay Ballard. You know what she...
I don't really remember Kay Ballard.
Kay Ballard, Wikipedia. Let's see what Kay Ballard what did was here. She, what was she known for?
Love American Style.
American actress, comedian, and singer. She's certainly not as famous as Dick Deacon.
Well, no.
Shut up, Mel. But, yeah, so she was somebody, and she did some things.
Okay.
I don't believe she won. She was no way she was going to win against Dick Deacon.
No. He's got
skills.
Edge. Yeah.
How about this? Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap. AC/DC released the album Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap in the U.S. 1981. But then I look at the CD and the tape, and it says 1976. They released it in Australia in 76, but not here until 81. Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap.
Well,
Bon Scott.
We would have started playing AC/DC before 81 here.
Well, yeah, I know, but not this album.
There were other albums, High Voltage, and other albums,
TNT, but this album did not get released in the U.S. until 1981. Of course, there was a song on there that we really liked as kids. We were 10, 11 years old. It was about ballroom dancing, Neil. You know what I'm talking about? About ballroom dancing.
Oh, yeah.
1995 here this date.
Then it's a deal?
Yes, we eat our pizza the wrong way.
Crust first.
Introducing stuffed crust pizza from Pizza Hut. With a ring of cheese baked into a totally new, thinner crust, you'll want to eat it the wrong way. Crust first.
I have the last slice.
Actually, we're only entitled to half.
Large, just $9.99.
Recognize those voices in there?
Yeah.
That was Donald Trump. Donald Trump and Ivanka Trump did the initial ads and commercials for Pizza Hut stuffed crust pizza.
How about that?
You eat it the wrong way. You start with a crust.
Yeah.
It was genius. Pizza Hut, stuffed crust. And you know, I don't know, was there some kind of a copyright or trademark on it? Because now, for the first time, Papa John's and Domino's is coming out with stuffed crust. Have you seen that?
Yes.
And they haven't done it before.
No.
Frozen pizza done it. Maybe they could, but the trademark maybe was for delivery or restaurant pizzas. They couldn't do it. I don't know. They didn't do it or they didn't want to copy it, but...
they are now.
First one I had, I said, any way to get more cheese in a pizza, I like it.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
I thought it was genius.
Yeah, let's remember.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing America's number one television star, whose jokes go back to the Stone Age, Milton...
He will forever be known as Mr. Television.
And I am a star on Broadway. They'll be lining up at the box office.
I hope they all get their money back.
He was so huge.
Milton Berle died on this date. Mr. Television. He basically made television famous.
He did.
Milton Berle, he was 93, died on this date, 2002.
Very funny man.
There was a lot of concern that his family might not be able to do very well financially after his death, but his family, it was found out later, his family was actually fine, very fine, and very good financially due to his very large endowment. And they had plenty of money, and they were good to go. Okay?
That's good news for sure.
It certainly was. We also lost this actor.
A real woman could stop you from drinking.
It has to be a real big woman.
Arthur, will you take my hand?
That would leave you with one.
Yeah, so 2002, we lost Milton Berle, and the same day, Dudley Moore. He was just 66.
That was a shame.
Girls.
He played a good drunk.
He was a great Arthur. He was. He was 66. This date, 2002, Lyle Lovett, trampled by a bull.
Oh, ouch. Was
trying to help his uncle, who had just been thrown by the bull.
Oh.
His lower right leg was broken in several places. His hair, though, was not messed.
Oh, that's good.
Although, how could you tell?
You wouldn't be able to.
So, Lyle Lovett came through with it okay. Maybe do you think he still has a limp?
Yeah, well, he might. I would have just said, run away.
Right.
Run away.
Right. 2000. I would have break out a red cape.
Yeah.
Let's see what you got. See what you got. And then this is 3 years ago already.
Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Yeah, he did. We need a better censor job than that.
Right.
Will Smith smacked, what's his name?
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
Yeah. Didn't like a joke he made about his wife or something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because she has, what's that thing where she doesn't have hair? Alopecia? Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not up on my skin ailments and diseases. No. But she has something where her hair doesn't grow or something. And he said, Chris Rock said that he was going to be, she's going to be in the new G.I. Jane. Which wasn't Demi Moore in that?
Yes. With her hair shaved?
Yes. Yeah. And that was 3 years ago. It seems like it was just like a year ago.
Right. It was a big deal.
Because poor Chris Rock took it to the chops.
Yep.
On this day, 2022.
I wonder if they've since patched up their differences.
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
I know Will Smith has kind of made amends, and he cried on TV and admitted his wrongdoing, and he's been banned from the Oscars.
Oh.
Maybe you could have Sassine Littlefeather fill in.
Yeah, fill in.
So we do have Sammy Kershaw tickets.
Right, Almanac Quiz. Yes. Pay attention.
Yes.
You never know.
Now birthdays.
Oh, Austin, I'd like you to meet somebody. This is my mother, Mrs. Exposition.
How do you do? Austin!
My God, man, what have you done?
That's not your mother, it's a man, baby!
Here! Come on! Why won't this win?
Basil Exposition giving Austin Powers his marching orders, and his mom was a woman.
Right, it was a mistake, perhaps. On Austin's part.
That's actor Michael York, 83 today.
You're Jimmy, right? This is your house?
Sure is.
I'm Winston Wolfe. I solve problems.
Good, we got one.
So I heard. May I come in?
Yeah, please do.
Harvey Keitel, he's in to clean up a mess.
Oh, boy.
He's a fixer. That's Quentin Tarantino. Who wasn't too shy to go out and cast, you know, give himself a cameo,
right,
in his own movies.
Yeah, he did that.
They did it with Stan Lee, in the Marvel movies.
Yeah,
Django Unchained. You like that one?
I did.
Of course, that was from Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, Hateful Eight, Inglourious Bastards.
Lots of fake blood.
Yes, those movies were generally pretty gory.
Very, very bloody.
Are you sure that was fake?
Well, we don't know. But
Quentin Tarantino. He's generally a screenwriter, director, but also part-time actor.
Right.
That was him answering the door to Harvey Keitel, who showed up with a Fabuloso and a Swiffer to do some cleaning up there at his house. He's 62 today.
Third down, goal to go. Special right there. Jimmy Giles, the receiver. Cunningham, by all rights, hit by Carl Banks.
He can't
should have been down. He maintained his balance. We talked about his athleticism.
He had some athleticism, Neil.
He did.
Randall Cunningham.
He was mobile, big man, but mobile. And
he could chuck the ball.
And he could.
And that's all we needed in 98. Chuck the ball deep and let Randy go and get it. Let Randy, Chris Carter, Jake Reed, three deep.
Go get it.
And
they did.
One of the most memorable Viking seasons, according to all Vikings fans, really, when you think about it.
It was awesome.
He was wasn't he tiling a bathroom or something? He was working for a tile company. He was laying tile.
Yeah.
And the Vikings gave him a call. Randall Cunningham, happy birthday today, 62.
Very nice.
But that would be the case of a senior lead special agent who's worked hundreds of crime scene investigations throughout his storied career.
I'd hate to start smacking you like I do to Donoso.
You wouldn't. You would?
It won't be on the head.
Wow, things getting racy on NCIS.
Yes.
Mark Harmon. That's, you know, the goth forensic specialist,
yes.
Abby,
yeah.
On NCIS, Pauly Perrette.
Okay.
56 already here today. Huh?
Okay.
Mariah Carey, five octaves.
She can sing a bit.
Almost as many moods. I heard she could be moody a little bit as a diva.
As a diva.
But you got five octaves. It's Mariah Carey. I think the list is pretty short. Five octave singers.
Okay.
Mariah Carey, Minnie Riperton, yeah. Roseanne Barr. Mariah Carey is 56. Here's one.
What are you doing here, bro?
Well, you would know if you would have answered my call.
I must not have heard a ring.
You rejected it on live television. Oh, guys, look, I am big enough to overlook that and still offer to help you guys out.
Help us out?
This is a high-profile case, and I am willing to let you guys exclusively benefit from my out-of-the-box crime-solving mind.
And what do you get?
Escape from the life in the loft.
Hi.
That's Castle, Neil.
I enjoyed Castle a lot.
Good show. He's funny.
It's good.
He's Nathan Fillion. He's Castle, and he's 54. And we got Fergie today, too.
Fergie.
I know we'll have a ball if we get down and go. Started out with the Black Eyed Peas, and she went solo.
Sure.
She's got a feeling. They got a feeling. Will I Am has a feeling.
That's pretty good. Fill up my
cup. Mazel tov. I got a feeling. Let's get going with Fergie now. Getting up there at 50.
5-0 Fergie. Gone, but not forgotten today. It's not a big list here either. Rolls-Royce founder Sir Frederick Henry, don't call him Hank, Royce. Where was the Rolls? Rolls and Royce, 1863. Henry, Sir Frederick Henry Royce. Emmy award-winning jazz singer Sarah Vaughan. She won Emmy, actually, for Rhapsody, a song, a tribute to George Gershwin.
Sure.
And she could sing a little bit.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree.
So that song, of course, you know, is Misty.
Yes.
Feel like I'm clinging.
Remember when Cliff Clavin sang that in the back of a car? Was he singing it to Diane?
Didn't carry the tune quite as well, maybe, as Sarah Vaughan.
Another artist that was well known for Misty, just announcing his retirement from touring, Johnny Mathis.
Oh, wow.
Johnny Mathis, at the age of 89, is hanging it up.
Well,
look at me.
Probably wasn't a bad idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Sarah Vaughan was born on this day. The year was 1924. I remember, he was on The Fugitive. He was, the doctor on the TV show in the mid-60s.
Dr. Richard Kimball.
And then he was Harry O., a detective, on another television program. David Janssen, 1931.
So which of those two themes do you think I'm playing here?
Fugitive.
The Fugitive.
William Conrad.
QM production.
Yep. What else would it be?
Yeah, he does them all.
Roseanne Barr.
Janssen as Dr. Richard Kimball, an innocent victim of blind justice, falsely convicted for the murder of his wife.
Looking for the one-armed man.
Yes. A QM. That was before they called him a Quinn Martin production. It was just QM then. And of course, they had William Conrad. 1931 for David Janssen. Maria Schneider was an actress. And she was in several movies, and opposite Marlon Brando in Last Tango in Paris.
There's some butter in the kitchen.
So you're here. What did you answer?
Go get the butter.
I have to hurry. I have a cab downstairs waiting.
Go get the butter.
Go get the parquet.
Yeah, it was
so
in
now
margarine.
We know how Marlon Brando put all that weight on.
Yeah.
Butter.
Right. Lots of it. That's all he wanted. He didn't have care about anything else at that moment. Maria Schneider was lovely in that, and she was born on this day, 1952. They're gone, but not forgotten.
Couple of omissions here by your staff.
There's nothing else. Just us. And the cameras. And those wonderful people out there in the dark. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
That's a pretty famous line from the movie Sunset Boulevard.
Yes.
But your staff forgot Gloria Swanson. And then once Mr. DeMille gave her the close-up, he kind of went, ugh. Right?
Too close.
Gloria Swanson, 1899. And also you forgot Kenneth John Benkowski.
Oh, I know who that
is. Ladies and gentlemen,
is a one fall match. In the corner to my left from Minneapolis, 235 pounds, the Thoughtbuster, Kenny Jay. Jay!
And the great Rod Trongard,
yes,
introducing Kenny Jay.
Jay.
1937, he and his family, fan.
Yes.
Bob FM.
Yes.
Kenny Sodbuster J.
We miss you, Sodbuster. It was he the one that came out to the
capable Kenny
capable.
J.
Was yes. he the one who came out to the Richfield VF when we had the
yes.
All Request
Yeah, Lunch they were Hour. Dancing up a storm.
Yeah.
And he did not. He refused due to legalities and the potential of liabilities, and he didn't have any of the waivers. He refused to put the sod grip on me.
Oh.
Well. I requested the sod grip.
Right.
His submission hold.
Yep.
But again, just legalities and liabilities and things like that,
I think
had to say no.
I think he took down Scrap Iron Gadaski with that move.
Well, why? Everybody.
His lights
and roughshod through the American Wrestling Association. So Kenny J, the great, 1937. Now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
This is the quiz for the Sammy Kershaw tickets. Do you want to give away two pairs again?
I don't care. Yeah,
you have the ability and the availability.
Yeah, we have the warehouse.
Lyle Lovett was trampled by something today, and it was not Julia Roberts trying to get away from him as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
He was trampled by an animal.
Mm-hmm.
What was that animal?
Mm-hmm.
2002, 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. First two callers with the correct answer, winning Sammy Kershaw tickets to the Medina this Saturday night. Doors at 7.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be fun. Jake Nelson Band, open things up.
Phil Vassar, Carlene, Garth Brooks, two Pina Coladas, Trisha Yearwood, The Wrong Side of Memphis.
She got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week, Trisha Yearwood.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, H.